This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Friday Morning Edition as we broadcast live from our flagship station, AM 860, AM 930, The Answer here in Tampa, Florida, FM 93.7. Today's program, the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't forget, we also broadcast to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and satellite, including FM 93.7 out there in Reno, Nevada, Carson City, and Truckee. And hello to you guys and gals. And we'll be saying hello shortly again to Orlando. Had a great program last night. Everybody loved it over there. Had a lot of response. Appreciated all the comments that people made it about the show over there. Now, a special shout-out goes along to our active-duty military, our veterans, our EMS, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those out there keeping us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, and I do mean everybody, thanks for keeping America rolling along. That starts with our over-the-road truck drivers, the men and women out there hauling back and forth across the country. It also goes along to our bulk mail center haulers that are out there that are hauling the mail to the post offices. Thanks very much. And it also goes out to the suicide jockeys, taking our gas and our diesel and our jet fuel where it needs to go. And, of course, our Amazon folks, thanks very much. The people in the warehouse listening to us right now that have the show turned on, Amazon, as well as the drivers out there listening to us on the highway, Amazon drivers. We appreciate all of you. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe. We're on Parler. We're on Gab. We're on Getter. We're on Truth Social. We're on Twitter as Captain's America, just simply Captain's America. And don't forget, you can find us at our website, too, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That would be thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now, we have the professor of politics out there in California, none other than Kyle Warren. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Captain.
All right, let's say the pledge, get going, then I got a question for you. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance.
I pledge allegiance.
To the flag.
To the flag.
Of the United States of America.
Of the United States of America.
And to the republic for which it stands.
And to the republic for which it stands.
One nation under God.
One nation under God.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
Indivisible with liberty and justice for all.
And we emphasize those two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Okay, we've heard from Lee in Tampa. He sent us a direct message on the chat room. And he says, morning, Captain. Asked the professor if he heard yesterday's CNN shutting down their HLN network and firing some key individuals. Yes, we did. And, Lee, we talked about it for quite a bit because that was one of the first stories out of the box we came on the air with, right?
Well, that's exactly right. But this story with CNN is ongoing. I think you'll see more of these kinds of things happen. You know, they laid off literally hundreds of staffers and even some of their on-air personalities.
Like, well, they got rid of their paid contributors, a lot of them, to include some people that should have been gone a long time ago.
Well, right. Well, exactly. But and also one of the big moves that they're making is no longer having live programming on their HLN network. They're going to be doing some things like simulcasting some CNN programs and so forth. But these are major moves and major cutbacks that can only, you know, spell that there's a lot of problems that we are going to continue to see at CNN, I'm afraid.
Yeah, they're not shutting down their HLN network. They're just changing the way they put the programs on there. They're going to all be recorded.
Exactly, or simulcast with something like CNN This Morning, this kind of thing.
Right.
But they've moved around people. We talked about Don Lemon and so forth. I just don't know if they're rearranging.
You mean Donnie Lemon?
That's right. Well, I just don't know if they're just maybe rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic at this point, but something truly has to change. Now, there's an effort being made, obviously, but it's going to take a long time, Captain, to build back the notion that if you tune in CNN, you're going to get news. It's not going to be what it was, and so that's just going to take an awful long time. But it's not going to be as many employees anymore at CNN.
And here's the other thing that we should mention, because we mentioned in the first hour, Lee probably didn't hear this. Hold on to something tight there, Lee. Stacey Abrams is lobbying President Joe Biden to be appointed the next FCC commissioner. That's the Federal Communications Commission. Boy, could she do a bunch of damage there.
Stacey Abrams, though, is so much of an ideologue and, I think, a lightning rod that it would just to say it should be controversial as an FCC chairperson would just be an understatement. But her spokespeople, though, Captain, they're denying that this is happening. But it is an interesting story out there. And
well, of course they're denying it. You wouldn't want to get that out there because everybody and their brother would already be up in arms about going, oh, no, not her, anybody but her. And believe me, when it happens, it's going to be anybody but her.
Well, exactly. And also, it's really kind of detrimental, I think, to her political future or any cachet that she might have, because it looks like they're playing the game called, let's try to find a job for Stacey.
And then very quickly here, the appeals court yesterday decided to scrap, get rid of, the special master's review that Donald Trump wanted in looking at his documents. That special master has now been removed from the scene. So now the DOJ has got full rein on whatever they want to see, they can see.
Yeah, big blow for Trump.
Yep. Right. All right, hold on. Be right back with more. Kyle Warner, Professor of Politics, too. Don't go nowhere, no how. We got lots more coming your way on a Radio. I'll be back.
You're hearing the hardest working overnight radio talk host in America, New York Fire Rescue and World Trade Center survivor, Captain Matt Bruce, on the Captain's America Third Watch. Tune in daily between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern. Always American, always conservative.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is a perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You're in the right spot for tomorrow's news tonight and breaking news as it happens with retired New York Fire Rescue Captain and World Trade Center attack survivor Matt Bruce, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch.
All right, you've heard me talk about it before. That's the father-son team, Pete and Seth Talbot, who own Relief Factor. Now, Relief Factor has gotten to be quite the thing, quite the product, because it's not just about their Relief Factor product itself. They have other things now. They have sleep aids. They have vitamins, vitamin D, vitamin C, vitamin A. They've got a pill that you can take also that they've made that helps you with your immunity. So they got a lot of different things that are going on there. And that's a good thing. That's a good thing. And they're all reasonably priced. But it all starts by going to the page, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. And when you go over there, you're going to find on that page a lot of their products. And you're going to see their prices. And again, you get a chance to take the 3-week quick start for $19.95 on the Relief Factor product, which will help you get rid of pain and suffering and swelling and inflammation that you have. I have it. It worked for me. I'm still taking it today, over 8 years later, and I continue to take it because it does work for me. And you can find out, too, what many of us have found out along the way. But you can't find out unless you try it. So, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain. That's relieffactor.com/captain. Go on over there. Take a look at what they have to offer. $19.95 is all it costs for that 3-week quick start. Give it a shot. You might be pleasantly surprised. And Kyle likes to say,
all you have to lose is pain.
Boy, is that true. Is that true. All right. Mr. Zelensky has said that Israel must stop balancing between Russia and the Ukraine. Now, there are some people that are saying that Mr. Zelensky is not necessarily playing with a full deck, that he's using both sides of the aisle. They don't like the fact that maybe they can't figure out what he does sometimes. Gets a lot of money. What's he doing with this money? I often wonder myself, but I'm not in a position to find out. Are you?
Well, no, but I do think that right now, of course, a lot of money has gone to Ukraine. It is reasonable to want to know how much that is and where it went and how successful it's being, so we know what to do in the future, for one thing, because we are standing with Ukraine. But our goals align, obviously, with Zelensky's goal of driving out Russia out of Ukraine. But there are legitimate questions about the money, how it's getting there, and what, if anything, if it's benefiting anybody politically in this country, other than the fact of trying to help drive Russia out of Ukraine.
Well, we can think all we want, but again, until we can prove something, it's just merely comments that are made back and forth. We believe that the Democratic Party got the $40 million back and contributed to them by money that went to the Ukraine in the way of funding, but we can't prove it. We can't prove any of this. These are really statements.
Well, exactly right. One of the things that we, I think, are very concerned about is the notion that the war can expand. Zelensky's even talked about this as well. And, of course, his perspective is that he's fighting a war against Russia and that it could spill over. But certainly we've seen now the Biden administration say that there's some more willingness there to try to talk directly with Vladimir Putin about this. But the expansion of the war would not be good for anybody, and certainly it would be Vladimir Putin who would do it, because he's starting, I think, to really feel the pressure that it's not going his way. It was supposed to be done in a couple of days, quote unquote, you know, or thereabouts, but it's dragging on, and only the Lord knows what he's going to do next.
Now, the Supreme Court justices have kept the student loan cancellation blocked for now.
Well, that's right, because the president doesn't have the authority to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Congress can act on that. Nancy Pelosi herself, months ago, said as much. But, of course, it became a political thing where, hey, don't worry, we're going to cancel your student loans, so go vote Democrat in the midterms. And, aha, we got you. We got you again. A bait and switch. Ha, ha, ha. They laugh all the way, literally, to the bank, Captain, now that they haven't canceled anybody's loans for real.
Yeah, and we'll wait to see what's out. The jury's out on all of this, of course. Now, millions of cleaning products have been recalled right now after consumers have been getting sick from the fumes off some of the stuff, which you'd have to go and look at what is going on and who what the products are. There's quite a list of the products there. It's not limited to any one thing or any one company. You've got hundreds of companies and millions of products.
Well, this is a very serious kind of thing, and it's certainly if there's some kind of common sourcing or anything like that, it has to be found.
Well, I'll give you an example. If you have a catch-all room for your chemicals, which you should have, you just shouldn't have them sitting on a shelf where any little kid can grab them or anything like that. They should be in a cupboard or, you know, not down below, but up above. And if you open that door and you get a strong smell of something, then you've obviously got a can that's leaking, right?
Of course, yeah.
So then you should take the precautions to find out what can it is, get rid of the can, because if you leave it in your house, you don't know what could happen.
Well, exactly right, yes.
And a lot of fires have started that way, I might add.
Right, because the fumes build up and then there's an ignition source somewhere.
Right. Now, moving along to China and their draconian lockdowns, it's creating complete chaos in China, according to a couple of Americans who were over there on business who saw what was going on. They were not involved in the lockdowns. They stayed away from the area. But they're saying that the people are just going ballistic about this, and why wouldn't they?
of course, Captain. This is something that, you know, the world is witnessing. For some reason, I think the Chinese government just feels completely comfortable with the idea of literally, trapping people in buildings and then saying this is our zero COVID policy at work. And then the building catches on fire and people can't get out. It's a very, very, let's just say it's a very, very different way of looking at caring for the people of your nation, and it's very different from anything in our experience.
Now, I got the word of the fact that the 988 mental health crisis hotline, which is not only for veterans but for civilians too, got shut down. It had a widespread outage. I'm not sure if that's back online yet or not, but if you're having trouble trying to get through on 988, the mental health crisis hotline, then call 911 because certainly you need to get a hold of somebody when you're having issues, right?
Well, absolutely, absolutely. And they had made that statement earlier, that's right, that they had a service outage. We understand that you can also call the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline and call them at 877-267-6030 or call any Veterans Affairs facility as well.
And, of course, Florida, as we mentioned just a little while ago, somebody asked me what that was I said about BlackRock. Well, here it is again. Florida has pulled $2 billion from BlackRock and their funds, which they can do, the surety fund that they put up, over the firm's environmental and social policies.
That's exactly right. And again, Governor DeSantis, I think, has been leading the charge on this as well. And so we'll see just how far it can go.
Nobody else would dare to do that.
No. Yeah, no, they wouldn't.
Be afraid, be afraid. Be very afraid. Dems now are starting to question this bit with Donald Trump with the 6 years of tax returns, that they've got all the tax returns for Donald Trump. They're concerned that it could happen to them on the other side of the coin.
Well, what's good for the goose is good for the gander,
you
I
bet.
Guess.
You bet.
But this is the politics, the state of affairs in politics today. They embarked on this total destruction of Donald Trump, and it can blow back on them in much the same way.
All right, hold that thought. Folks, we're going to be coming right back right after these messages with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. It is the Captain's America Third Watch. It's a Friday morning. Beautiful day where I'm at. Hope it is where you are, too. And I will be back with more. Don't go nowhere, no how.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
USA Radio News.
Congress has voted to avert the rail strike amid dire warnings.
The Senate passed a bill to bind rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders in September. That settlement had been rejected by 4 of the 12 unions involved, creating the possibility of a strike beginning December 9th. The Senate vote came one day after the House voted to impose the agreement. The measure now will be sent to President Joe Biden's desk for his signature. The names and personal information of more than 600 non-citizens were posted on the Immigration and Customs Enforcement website mistakenly. This is USA Radio News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Was founded so that a trained veteran healthcare staff can help veterans with drug and alcohol addictions. Our track record of success with veterans is based upon the bond that vets have with vets. Once your time with us is up, your chance of relapse is greatly diminished due to our concept of recovery through common ground. Alcohol, drugs, military sexual abuse, post-traumatic stress are all treated under the guidance of skilled doctors who served our country just like you. Call them at 888-VET-NOW-2 or visit the website HeroesMile.com and tell them the captain said.
You bet. Tell them the captain sent you. And there's more over there than what you just heard about. They also have got veterans representatives and first responder representatives that will work with you if you're having problems, say, with your marriage or your relationship. Or maybe you've got money problems and you're in over your head and you don't really know what to do or how to do it. Well, before you get yourself buried totally, they will work with you and help you to climb out of the hole you're in. That's part of what they do. In addition, any problems that you have, they're ready to assist. But you won't know what they are able to do until you get a hold of them. So, there's two ways to do this. Number one, go to their website, Heroes, spelled H-E-R-O-E-S, HeroesMile.com. The website again, HeroesMile.com. Or give them a call, 888-VET-NOW, the number 2. I'll give you that number again because it's obviously in secret code. No, I'm kidding. It's 888 VETNOW, the number two. Vet Now, the number two. 888 Vet Now, the number two. And the website is heroesmile.com. Go over there, check them out. See what they have to offer. See what your whatever your problem is. They'll talk to you. You'll be able to get some comments from somebody, some advice, some suggestions right off the bat. And then you take it from there. It's all up to you. But help is on the way, and help is there, right there. I strongly recommend them. They do a great job, and I've seen the people that work with the veterans and the first responders, and I'm thoroughly impressed. Okay, back to the telephone line, and we've got Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, hanging in there. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
You know, just when you thought it was safe to come out of the kitchen, you have the census data that has been released. And with the census data, we're seeing, and I'm not surprised about this, but I will just throw it out there. According to the people that filled out the data, there are now over a million same-sex households. That's two partners, and some even have children associated with them, but that has been growing. So this is something that I just thought I'd throw out there for people to know, because you don't hear anybody talking about it, I guess.
Well, of course, you know, it's definitely, I'm sure it's expanded since the last census, and 10 years from now, I think we'll see a similar kind of thing.
Sure, and somebody said something to me when I mentioned it to them yesterday. I said, well, to each his own, you know, as long as it's, go ahead.
Well, no, what I would echo that. I think what's happening, especially in a country such as ours, people have the right to associate as they see fit.
Okay, listen, can I do my best imitation of the FTX man?
Sure.
You ready? You ready?
Yep.
Look, I screwed up. I really didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just made a mistake, and can't we all just get along? Did you see that interview he did?
I did not see the interview.
I just wanted to chew the television apart. Literally.
Well, this is a
he thinks we're stupid.
He does think we're stupid, and I guess even Joe Biden might even call it what he called Obamacare in terms of being a big deal. I'll let you fill in the blanks on that.
Thank you.
But I'd be happy to. But here's the thing. You know, a lot of people, there's a lot of influence that was peddled through all this. And so I think a lot of that, you know, what he's doing perhaps now is just trying to distract away from the massive impact that money had. And it was all directed to the liberal left and Democrat causes.
Now, a Norway rights group is reporting about the Iranian security forces that killed a man in their country who was celebrating the World Cup loss. He was an Iranian citizen. And he was celebrating Iran's World Cup loss to the United States. And the Iranian security people apparently didn't like what they saw, and they just killed the guy in plain sight.
Yeah, I think he was honking his car horn,
yep.
Something like that, and he was supporting the U.S. win. And, I hate to say this is a terrible tragedy for one thing, but are we surprised at all how Iran has conducted and is conducting itself, not only in the world stage, but at the World Cup?
Am I surprised? No.
No, not at all. Not at all. And again, Captain, it begs the question, why in the, you know what, why would the Biden administration and the Democrats want to continue with the Iranian nuclear deal, bend over backwards, and do all this stuff when it's obvious Iran is the problem and is incorrigible in terms of the Tehran regime, and it's not going to change. And it's going to make things worse, especially for our friends and allies in the Middle East.
Yeah. No, it really is. You are absolutely right. And, you know, when it comes to Wall Street, of course, we have Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, that comes in an hour from now and comes on the show for one segment. But we got to mention that Wall Street right now has been ending this week, will be ending, with an uneven start for December because the market's been all over the place again, depending on what you want to hear and who's saying what to who, right?
Well, that's right. Yeah, we're seeing the slow growth. The money is tighter and so forth. And here we go. We're heading into December. People are going to do a lot to try to make it through December and the holiday season, Christmas time. And in the new year, Captain, I think that's when we're really going to have to watch out for pullbacks of spending loss of confidence in so many parts of our economy, because people will really start to feel that pressure after that.
Well, let's be honest, because while inflation may be peaking right now, there doesn't seem to be any end in sight.
Well, you're right about that. I'm so glad you said that, because there's nothing organic that you can say, well, you know, it's not just that it's transitory and it will magically disappear into the ether. You know, that's not going to happen. But there's nothing that people can point to say, well, when this kicks in, it's going to be better. So just wait. You know, we're just going to hunker down until that happens. And nobody knows what that is because nothing is happening. Fuel is going to continue to be expensive. Prices are going to be high. The supply chain is terrible. And on it goes.
Well, there are some people that are telling us right now that we're going to have a recession like we had in 2008 when all of this stuff kind of started under Barack Obama.
Well, that's right. A lot of people think we're in a recession now, but it'll become so apparent, I think, in 2023 that they won't be able to sort of talk their way out of it anymore. But we'll see things happen. We'll start to – I mean, look, we've seen that I think even home prices have declined and so forth, but money is very expensive. If you want to go try to buy a home, I'd hate to be a first-time home buyer at this point because the kind of loan you'd get would be so far out of whack. With what you might have gotten a year and a half ago, a year ago. It's crazy.
Did you hear who was named yesterday the Chicago Fed's new president?
Who's that?
Ex-Obama financial advisor Austin Goolsbee.
Oh, great. We all know Austin Goolsbee. If you've ever seen his debates, he's been on Fox many times. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. A lot of times he'll just wing it. A lot of times he doesn't know what he's talking about. A lot of times he'll get defeated by someone that does know what they're talking about. Just all depends.
Well, exactly right. Exactly right.
All right. Well, let's see here. All right. We're coming up on our break. And when we come back from the break, folks, we got a lot of weather stuff to talk about. My goodness sakes, a lot of weather stuff to be talking about tonight. And we're going to get to it because I'm looking again at the weather map. And it looks like as if we got bad weather halfway across the country from the West Coast to the East Coast, with a couple of exceptions. And we will tell you about that. And we're going to get Mr. Jeffy Poo here to take us to break. So, Jeff, it's your turn. Have at it.
In the sea of contradictions, you have reached the port of common sense. The Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce, nightly between 2 and 6 a.m. Eastern.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Tune in 2:45 and 3:45 Eastern Time every morning for the Truckers Highway and Byway Report with Captain Matt Bruce and Kyle Warren, the Professor of Politics, as they keep you up to date with the weather conditions in the lower 48, live on the Captain's America Third Watch.
The name of that song?
Yeah, what is that name of that song?
Funk 49.
Funk 49.
That's the James Gang. Funk 49. Yeah. And they could really get going with that guitar, I'll tell you what. All right. Well, Mr. Kyle, tell us what's going on out west there, because you got a bunch of weather and I got a bunch of weather.
Well, Captain, we're looking at, of course, numerous winter weather advisories and storm warnings all throughout the western United States tonight, and especially up in northern Idaho. We have winter weather advisory on Friday. You're going to be sure to have snow on 4th of July pass, so you want to be very aware of that. We've got winter weather advisories all through the state of Idaho, crossing over into the eastern part of Montana there. We've also got some active snow happening right now all around Salt Lake City, north up Interstate 15 towards Idaho Falls, up in Montana near Billings over towards Miles City, and then as you make your way down to the border with Wyoming, snow in central Wyoming as well. We've also got snow coming out of Denver on I-70 as you head towards Eagle, Glenwood Springs, Parachute. You've got snow and sleet and rain all over the place, so you want to be careful there. Snow in southern Utah as well. The rain that we saw earlier that was near the border with Nevada and California on Interstate 15 has continued its way eastward, so it's not there right now, but now it is in fact down near Lake Havasu City. That was the rain south of Kingman last hour. We also see snow up in the Sierras for Southern California. We've also got rain covering in Highway 99, Interstate 5 north of Los Angeles, and that's what we're seeing on the radar map right now, but be careful out there because wherever you're going, you've got snow, you've got rain, and you've got cold temperatures, so be careful.
Well, let's start in North Dakota because half the state of North Dakota going into Minnesota, and by the way, around Minneapolis, St. Paul right now, you do have some severe storm warnings there for what could be thunderstorms or possibly even a tornado or two skipping around, even in the upper peninsula of Michigan tonight. We do have a winter storm watch that's all the way across the upper part of North Dakota into the upper part of Minnesota. We've got high winds down below on I-90 all the way across into Minnesota. Then when you move on down to Nebraska, you got a lot of windy activity there. Could be some snow at any time starting to the west, moving to the east. Down in Kansas, same thing, a lot of wind. Very dry in the central part of Kansas, so be careful there. A lot of wind across Missouri, a lot of wind across the lower part of Illinois and the lower part Indianapolis south to Kentucky tonight. And it's just going to be one of those nights where if the wind doesn't blow you off the road, the rain and the snow that starts a little bit later is going to do whatever else it's going to do to you. But the weather is really bad tonight, especially in the north part of the country. Now, let me continue by moving into upstate New York. We've got a winter storm warning in Buffalo, down towards Dunedin, down towards Ripley on the state line, all the way down along the New York Thruway, I-90, and right there along Lake Erie, and then over there, Buffalo, Lake Ontario. Then the snow is kind of hit or miss until you get around the corner, Oswego North, Pulaski on up to Watertown, on up to the Thousand Islands Bridge. You will be in a winter storm warning there. This is a little different than the lake effect snow, although if the wind changes directions just a little bit, it'll become lake effect, but this is going to be the more direct downward snowfall coming at you, just dumping on you several inches to upwards to a foot or two. And then in Lake Placid, the Lake Placid area, into the Adirondacks area, into Old Forge, you've got a winter storm watch over that away, so that'll keep you busy. Also over on the East Coast, Nova Scotia, on down to Cape Cod, you have got what is this? It's orange. Why are they putting, Kyle, what's this color mean, orange around the water?
Let's take a look. A very good question.
Because they got it all around Cape Cod and all around Boston and all the way up to about Bangor, Maine, orange with the red on the other side of it. That looks like maybe a storm warning or watch.
Yeah, I do see small craft advisories, and I do see gale warnings a little bit further out into the ocean. But, yeah, I think it could be very stormy there.
Okay, so be careful if you're coming down I-95. That's kind of a good good way to take a peek. All right, now, Kyle, tell us, first of all, about the Pilot and Flying J.
Well, folks, don't forget, you can find out all about the good people at Pilot Flying J Travel Centers. Go to pilotflyingj.com, find out about the My Rewards Plus app, how you can save money and earn points, pilotflyingj.com.
Right, and then your show can be heard by going to your website.
That's right, kylewarrenshow.com.
And this is also heard in several other places, too, but it all is continued to your website, correct?
That's right.
All right. So I will talk to you tonight on the weekend edition, and we'll see what we have to talk about then. I'm sure it's going to get more interesting.
It will. Looking forward to it, Captain.
All right. Thanks a lot. That's Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And by the way, folks, don't tell anybody, but Sunday is Kyle's birthday. Ha, 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 ha. We're going to surprise him when he comes on the show Monday morning, but Sunday is his birthday, so there you go. We just don't want anybody to know that except for you guys. Okay, over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
You going to get in a birthday party for Kyle? I might have you sing happy birthday to him. We'll bring you on with him and go, by the way, Kyle, Denise has got something to say. All right. Did you hear the Senate okayed the bill to avert the rail strike, and it's all official. The next stop is Joe Biden's desk. He's promised to sign it this weekend. He's got till the 9th of December. So I guess that's what we'll see next, right?
Yeah. There were some interesting people that voted against it. I would have voted against it, too, but okay. So... more money.
Yeah, I mean,
more subsidies.
Just print some more.
That's right.
Yeah, people keep saying, we're borrowing all this money. No, we're not borrowing all this money. We're printing all this money.
Well, I mean, I think, where are we? $31 trillion?
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
And
we're a debtor nation.
And I would say that that's double what it was 6 years ago.
Yes, at least.
Yep. So we just keep adding.
Because I think under Biden, he has spent almost $5 trillion.
Right. Just out of nowhere. Yep. Just out of nowhere.
Well, what's interesting is there's a lot of money that has gone through the system that has been unspent. There's still some COVID money that is unspent. There's PPP money that is unspent. So I think we're going to have to wait until January to see what the Ways and Means Committee can do to claw back some of that money and put it back into the system. And it doesn't mean that you just reappropriate someplace else. It means that you undo it completely and put it back in Treasury.
Yep. All right, here comes the break for Top of the Hour. Folks, I'll be back. Top of the Hour, Denise Simon. And then we'll be saying hello again to Orlando. And Orlando is going to be on the line with us, so don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with a whole bunch more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.